Raiders. If that is the case, just nod your head. Don't say anything. I'm nodding, I said. Please follow instructions carefully, said the voice. Do anything you can to delay them, but do not endanger life. Oh, I won't, I said. You can count on it. Our patrol will be with you in 10 minutes. You don't think they could make it sooner, I said. Well, they're owed a 10-minute meal break, but I'm sure they'll set off soon. By this time, the car was full of petrol and they were ransacking the place for oil. What's the hurry, I said. Have a cup of coffee or something. But by now they'd found the oil and were pouring it in. How much is it, I said. It should be marked on the can. What's it matter, said the first man. We're not paying for it. I know that, I said, but I've got to account for it, haven't I? Otherwise they'll be stopping it out of my wages when they do the stock taking. Then the telephone went again. Have they gone, said this policeman. No, I said. We're out of stock, I added, just to put them off the scent. We're still waiting a delivery. A delivery of what, said the policeman, at this time of night? No, no, I said, you don't understand. I'm still nodding. Got it? Oh, right, with you, chief, said this policeman. Just hang on. They've had the meal. They're just having coffee and then they'll be back on duty. We've had 10 gallons, said the nasty chap. Well, the nastier of the two. We're supposed to get a free gift, he said. A champagne glass, French. Well, you're unlucky, I said. We've finished with them. We're on monkey bars now, or 24 coupons for a tubular chair. I don't want a tubular chair, he said. Well, have a monkey bar, I said. It says champagne glass, French, he said. You shouldn't advertise things you haven't got. It's against the law. Then there was a scream and a commotion outside. I knew it, I said. He's put money in that coffee machine. There's something wrong with it. I saw somebody fiddling with it, the man from the dry cleaning shop. But what, he said, what about the champagne glass? I don't think you'll catch it in a champagne glass, I said. It shoots out at all angles. The other one came in with coffee all down his front. I'll sue you, he said. That machine's out of order. Look, I said, you can do what you like. I'm resigning as from this minute. It was never my idea, Bert and his lollipop lady making things difficult. Oh, he gets older and sillier every day.
Michael Williams was Rob Wilton in I Should Say So, written by Alan Sadler and produced by Brian Miller. And there's more next week.
Slip on your swimsuit and slap on the sun cream as Radio 4 Extra heads to Brighton to take a trip through the archives with a collection of programmes that celebrate Britain's seaside heritage.
Send in your sandwiches, send in your ears.
Introduced by a host on the coast.
I'm Tony Liddington and I've been a seaside entertainer for over 30 years.
Where's he taking you then? The Grand Hotel?
It wasn't as dangerous as going abroad and all that funny food and other languages and things.
Who'd have thought? The three of us, eh? Here in a hut on Brighton Beach.
4 Extra at the British Seaside.
Catch up on the Radio 4 Extra website.
You have a lovely day.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now it's the omnibus of this week's Ambridge Extra, and Matt's still not home and dry.
Look, Lillian.
We're shelling out all this money on separate hotels. But you could come back to Ambridge, couldn't you?
Look, I don't know.
I'd give you space. I'm not expecting things to go back to normal.
Lillian, I can't.
At least we could start trying.
I have to stay here.
Why?
Oh, why do you think?
Look, I know the money's a big loss, but you still have AmSide.
No, you have AmSide.
Well, that's not how I see it, though.
Yeah, well, you're not a lawyer.
Oh, Matt, honestly. I know it's been dreadful.
I'm not.
But we can get through this.
Ambridge.
It's your home,
not
too.
Not until...
What? You have no other option.
Look, I have to wait to see what the contract turns up.
And then?
Don't know. Depends what Robin says.
Matt.
Oh, look, I've got another call.
Don't answer it.
I have to. It could be him now.
Well, look, can I see you tonight? Matt, please.
All right. Now, look, I've got to go. Hello?
Is that Matt?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Tatiana. Hello.
Tatiana.
You haven't forgotten me, have you?
Oh, good God, no. How are you? It's great to hear from you.
Very well. You're in London, I hear.
That's right.
Well, me too. I wondered if you'd like to meet for a coffee or something.
Sure, when?
I could come to you now. Is there somewhere we can talk?
Well, there's a little cafe I've been going to near Victoria Station. It's nothing much, but...
Sounds perfect. I can be there in 10 minutes.
You know how to impress a girl.
I did say it wasn't very fancy. It's nearby, though.
I like it.
And at least they do a proper English brew.
So tell me, how have you been getting on? I've been worried.
Worried? About me?
I can't help. I only wish we'd spent more time together. I would have warned you about Vitaly.
Yeah, I wish we had too.
Are you any close to finding your money?
Possibly.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
It was you who gave Dimitri the lead about London, wasn't it?
Did it help?
Well, I'm here, aren't I? I've tracked down this investor bloke over in the city. Barbarian was trying to get money out of him, too.
So who is that?
Robin Carroll, MDC Capital. It's a venture capitalist company.
Not heard of them. And what did he say?
Not much so far, but we're going to meet again soon.
I see. How did you find him?
A number on Barbarian's phone. A number for UK Mobile. When I heard Barbarian might be in London, I thought I'd give it a call, and it turned out trumps.
Well done.
Of course, your brother told me not to touch it with a barge pole.
Oh, no, it's just Dmitri. He's always been very, very cautious. And was there anything else useful on the phone?
That's my problem. I tried ringing a few other numbers, not really got anywhere. And all the interesting stuff, like his emails, are encrypted.
Oh, really? Have you got it with you now? I'm not going to steal it from you.
Are you sure?
I probably won't be able to get into it either. No harm in letting me take a look.
I could get used to this.
Could you now?
Lazing in the sunshine with my gorgeous boyfriend. On the balcony of his penthouse. And I always thought wags are pathetic.
Wags?
Footballers' wives and girlfriends.
Oh, yes.
But now I've seen what their lives must be like.
You like me better now you know that I'm filthy rich.
No, Dima. What? Dimitri.
Had you there.
Thought you were serious.
You can see why I didn't tell you, though. All of this, it blinds people to who I really am.
Yeah, I guess there aren't many guys who have a private lift up to their apartment.
Exactly. You've no idea, Brenda. People treat me as if I wasn't human, and I end up pretending too.
Sure.
That's why I wanted to be certain what we had was genuine, like any other normal couple.
So, what's it going to be for tea tonight, then? Beans on toast.
Tonight?
Or is even that a bit too flash for you?
No, actually I've booked us a table at a restaurant in Mayfair.
Oh.
Tanya and Zach are coming too.
And I suppose we're not talking a cheap little Italian here.
It might have a Michelin star or two.
So it's not all bad then.
What's that?
Being filthy rich does have its upsides too.
Sure you can't stay for another?
No, I'm sorry. Let me pay, though.
Oh, you're too late. I've already settled.
Matt.
Go on, it's hardly going to break the bank, is it?
Well, thanks. And here's the phone.
Oh, cheers.
You're right about the encryption. I just put a couple of things, though. I could look into it, if you like.
Look, you've done enough for me already.
I'd like to get to the bottom of it.
All right, well, you've got my number.
I have indeed. Be careful, though. Dmitry is right. There are people it would be best not to upset.
Oh, don't you worry about me. I'm on home turf now. No, serious. This is my manor. They can't mess with me here.
So I see.
This time next year, I'll be taking you for tea at the Ritz.
It's a date.
Good.
And maybe you can bring your partner too.
Huh?
Lillian. That's her name, isn't it?
Huh.
I'd love to meet her sometime.
No. That's not how it happened.
It so is. I was the well-behaved one. You led me astray.
As if.
I should have known. As soon as you two boys get together,
Tanya,
I could hear you out on the street.
Oh, I love the dress.
Thank you. Is Brenda not here?
No, she is. She's just gone to the toilet.
Oh, here, have my menu. I've already decided.
Thanks. I have something for you, too.
Oh?
The memory from Barbarin's mobile phone. It's on here.
So you couldn't persuade Matt to give it to you?
Thank you, Tanya. Amazing job. I couldn't even get Matt to show it to me.
Point taken.
So he doesn't know, then?
I downloaded it when he wasn't looking. The emails are encrypted there. Which is where...
I come in, of course. I'll get cracking.
Hopefully you'll dig up some good ammunition.
I'll work my magic.
Matt also told me who he's been speaking to. Robin Carroll.
And do you need me to...
No. I'll pursue Mr. Carroll.
We'll do it fast. We bought another 800,000 in stock today. Soon we'll own the controlling stake, and we need to know more about who else is involved.
Wine.
Yes, please. Whoever it is, they don't let anyone stand in their way.
Until now. They might just have met their match.
Who's that?
Brenda! How are you?
Fine, thanks. So who are you all talking about?
Oh, just work. Are we ready to order?
Absolutely. I'm famished. Want a bite of me dinner? It's not bad for pie in a box.
No, you haven't.
If you're sure.
London is beautiful. Especially when the lights come on.
Robin called.
Oh, he did?
He wants me to meet him tomorrow.
Did he say why?
No, he's going to tell me what he's found out when I see him.
Fingers crossed, then.
And I spoke to someone else this afternoon. She's going to help as well.
She?
Yeah, a Russian contact. So, we'll see where that leads.
And even if it doesn't...
It will.
Yeah, but if it doesn't, think of everything else you've got. I spoke to Bernard today.
Yeah?
Construction on the flats is back on track. Amside's books are looking healthier than they have for a good while, and the market development's going great guns.
Oh, it's doing all right.
And you brought it off. It's your business, Matt, no matter what the lawyers might say.
Oh, I've been such a fool.
No, you haven't.
I don't know what I was thinking. I've always said if a deal looks too good to be true, then it probably is. I guess I'm not as good as I thought I was.
That's nonsense.
Is it, Lillian? I can talk a good game, but...
Matt.
I've hardly got anything I can genuinely call my own. And what I had, I've let slip away.
It's only money.
I'm not just talking about the money, Lillian.
You're the man that I want. I've never stopped loving you. Oh, it's getting chilly.
Yeah. I guess we should make a move.
Where should we go? Maybe I could come back to your hotel.
There! I don't know about that.
Yeah. So, what now? The night is still young.
Well, for you, maybe. I have to be up in the morning.
And so does he.
Oh, see that, Brenda?
See what?
You can't tell me what to do outside office hours.
Well, here we go.
Now, where's that Krug 96?
Zach, I'll come with you. I'll show you.
He knows more about the contents of my wine chiller than I do.
Seems that way.
Right then, music.
You're really close, aren't you? The three of you.
How do you mean?
I don't know. It's great. It's just...
You feel left out?
I guess. Oh, ignore me. It's just everything. The apartment, the restaurant. I'm not used to living like this.
I thought you said you liked it.
I do. In a mad sort of way. But it's like... When I came back to the table and you were all talking business, it felt as if you didn't want me to be part of it.
I didn't want to bore you. I'm sorry.
No. But I'm a business person too. Or at least my degree says I am. There must be loads of stuff I could learn.
Sure.
If you'd let me.
I'm working on a big deal at the moment.
In Brunei?
No, something else. Something new. Would you like to invest?
Sorry?
I'll guarantee your money.
What money? Dima, I've got about £500 in a savings account.
That'll do.
Don't be ridiculous.
I'm serious. It all counts. And if you want to be a part of things...
Well, I suppose...
Trust me, Brenda. Let me invest it for you, and I promise a good return.
It's pretty basic, I'm afraid.
It's okay.
I couldn't afford anything swish.
Well, what do you really need?
Exactly. It's clean. It's got a bed.
I'll put the lamps on.
Ah.
What?
The window's open.
So?
Yeah, well, it lets all the fumes in. I'm sure I closed it before I left.
Well, has the maid been in?
Yeah, I expect so. Why can't they just clean and leave everything else alone, eh?
Matt, what's this?
Huh?
What are you doing with a teddy bear?
Where was that?
On the bed. Is it yours?
Put it down.
Why?
I don't know how it got there.
What's the matter? Who's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you weren't supposed to see it. It was a surprise.
For me?
Yeah. I saw it in a tourist shop and I just thought, I don't know, what with it holding a heart?
Matt, that's very sweet of you.
Yeah, like I say, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. If you don't like it, you can chuck it away.
No, of course I'm going to keep it. Thank you. Oh, come here.
The door does lock when you close it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Just let me check.
Oh, Matt, nobody's going to walk in on us. I've been so lonely without you. I never want to lose you.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have let you come back here.
What do you mean? I thought...
Lillian, please.
Okay. It's too soon. I understand. I shouldn't have pushed you.
Yeah, you have to leave.
Sorry?
Now.
Fine, if that's what you want. It's not what I want, though. Are you certain, Matt?
You heard me, Lillian. Just go. Please?
Now order anything you want, darling, on me.
Thanks.
Are you, you going somewhere?
What?
The suitcase.
Oh, yes, I'm moving into Dima's flat later.
Dima's flat?
I wonder what the ex-Benedict is like.
Of his own?
What?
Dimitri, Dima, he's got a flat of his own here in London.
Yes.
Well, he must be an ambitious young man to own a flat in a foreign country. Good for you, darling.
I think I'll have the lobster kedgeree and a glass of cold sanso.
Oh, right. Well, okay.
Oh, do you think a chablis would be better with lobster?
Well, Oh, it's Matt. I better take it.
Matt, how'd you get on?
Not good.
Mean?
Robin was my last lead.
What?
I just don't know what to do next.
I can't hear you.
Look, I'll come over. Where are you?
That was gorgeous.
It was excellent. Good choice. Now, tell me about you. How's everything going with your gorgeous Russian?
It's just brilliant. I've never met anyone like him. He sort of thinks differently, if you know what I mean.
I do, darling. And it's very attractive.
Yes. And you should see his house in St. Petersburg, Lillian. It's just huge and elegant and stunning.
Gosh.
But in some ways, it all makes him difficult to get to know. Maybe it's just a cultural thing.
How do you mean?
He's lovely and clever and all that. But he doesn't care at all about how other people rate him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm sure there's much more to him than I've seen so far. To be honest, I don't really care. I feel like I'm on a wonderful roller coaster ride.
Yeah. Couldn't be more different from Tom.
Oh, that's right. What about you?
Me? Oh, I'm all right, darling. Well, the business is worrying me.
No, I don't mean Amside. Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I am, honestly.
You know, Matt didn't say anything to me about what was going on between you, but it was obvious that it was bad.
Yeah.
So how are you coping?
Brent. Truth is, I'm not coping very well at all.
Oh.
I feel I must be here to support Matt, but Amside's being badly neglected. Brenda, I know I wasn't easy to work with, but there were... Well, there were things going on. But Amside really does need you. Will you come back?
Oh, Lillian, I'm flattered and thank you. But things have changed for me now. It's time I did something different with my life.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hey, Ian!
God, he looks in a bad way.
Over here.
Look, I'll go. He'll want to talk to you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Ah, Brenda, you go.
Hello, Matt. Yes, I'm just off. Thank you for lunch. Speak soon.
Bye. You look awful. Well?
Robin's lawyers say my contract is worthless.
Matt, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. There's something else.
Well, what?
He says the names on it are those of dead children. Stolen identities.
My God.
Yeah, all faked. Not worth the paper it's written on. Looks as if Vitaly was as gullible as I am.
This all looks very civilized.
Привет! Замечательный день!
Look who I found trying to get past the concierge.
Малыш, got your stuff?
Yes. Cagey lot of servants downstairs, Dima. I had to show them my passport before they would let me in. Right. I'm starving. Here. Thought the Russian papers might be of interest.
Thanks. Русский бизнесмен Николай Бабарин.
Looks like they found him.
What's the matter?
Russian businessman Nikolai Babarin found murdered in shallow grave outside St. Petersburg.
Matt's contract, that's the man he's been looking for. The one who took his money.
Until now, we couldn't be absolutely sure. We thought it was just possible Babarin might have simply absconded, but...
But what? Do you think that's why Babarin was murdered? It was something to do with the development.
He got in the way, that's what happens.
He got in the way? Dmitri!
Hey, it's all right.
No. It's not all right. Matt should stop snooping around. God knows he's been told often enough. And I suppose he should know what I've dug up on his friend Robin Carroll, too.
What's the matter with you this morning?
Oh, sorry. Always get crabby if I don't eat breakfast.
What information? Tanya, what do you mean? Dima, what does she mean?
Look, maybe you should invite Matt over. We'll have a chat to him.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay.
He says to wait here and Mr. Dubrovin will come down himself. Himself. Big deal.
This is quite a place. Brenda told me he had a flat at St. James's.
Ah, you wait. It'll be his boss's place.
And I'm keen to meet this Dimitri. What does he do again?
Oh, I don't know. Some kind of architect.
Matt!
Gosh. See what you mean about the long hair. Rather suits him, though.
Aren't you going to introduce us?
Dimitri, Lillian, Dimitri.
Please, call me Dima.
Right.
I've been very much looking forward to meeting you, Lillian. Please, after you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Now, what about this one? Do you like it?
Yes, I think so. It's tiny.
Dima doesn't. It was the only Renoir we could afford at that time.
Oh.
I got to annoy him. A sea bather with a big bottom is not his idea of female beauty.
What about this one? Wow.
Oh, yes. I got that one last month. Do you like it?
Brenda! Tatiana!
Matt! How are you?
Well, okay, thank you.
Recognize this?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. It's meant to remind me of Fields and Prayer Mass.
What? Exactly. But to you, it's more like an old quilt.
It's the one you bought for your boss.
Oh.
That's right.
So this is your boss's flat, then?
This is Dima's flat.
Lillian, allow me to introduce my sister. Tatiana Dubrovina, Lillian Bellamy.
Hello.
Hi.
I'll get some coffee.
Oh, I'll help you, darling. Love to see what kind of kitchen this place has.
Please, come and sit down, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I will.
Matt, we need to talk.
Shh. I don't want Lillian spooked. Okay. I'm assuming I'm around here for a reason.
Yes. Babarin's been murdered.
What?
Yeah, he was found last week.
At the development site?
How did you know?
Just a wild guess. Oh my God, how appalling. So it's really dangerous now.
It was dangerous before. You just didn't believe me.
And Robin Carroll. I've done some work on him too. I don't think you should trust him.
Robin? Why not?
We've had him checked out. And it
seems... Tanya was speaking.
Carroll has got a lot of unofficial business contacts and developments in Russia. And as far as we can work out, he's got some kind of interest in your deal.
What kind of interest?
We don't know.
The point is, Matt, you shouldn't trust anything he tells you.
What has he told you?
All right, he's told me that my contract is worthless.
Well, he would say that, wouldn't he?
Will you let me look at it, please? Let me do it, Matt. I'm a lawyer.
Are you?
An international lawyer.
Хорошо, что-то приснится.
Думаешь, он согласится оставить копию? Хорошо.
Should we take this through?
Oh, let's let it brew a little. He's quite a guy, your Dmitri.
Yes, yes he is.
Another league. And I can see he's completely smitten the way he looks at you. He's got a kind of confidence like he's not even trying.
Kenny Moon Dengi Lipnut.
Oh, Brenda, what does that mean?
Money sticks to him.
That's a good one. Oh, imagine Dmitri and Ambridge, eh? Or at the Bull for Shires. Well, I'd love to introduce him to Brian. Darling.
They're looking at my contract.
Good decision, Matt.
How long have you known about all this? He's rich as Croesus, for God's sake.
A couple of weeks.
I had no idea.
I only found out because his friend Zach let the cat out of the bag.
You too, honestly. No curiosity or any powers of observation as far as I can see.
Oh, come on, you didn't know any better.
The minute I saw... What's her name?
Tatiana.
Yeah, well, it's obvious she's some kind of all-knowing fixer. And it turns out that this long-haired hippie, as you called him, has a GDP of Chad in his bank account, and you didn't see the signs.
Well, as you know, Lillian, I'm not the kind of man who expects deceit.
OK, I'll take this through.
Let me get the door.
Thanks, Lillian. Here's the coffee.
Service is a bit slow.
Hey, you'll get it down your shirt with that sort of talk.
I'm sorry. I've had enough.
What?
It's time we left. I'm exhausted.
But what about our coffee?
Well, we can get some at the hotel.
Right. Well, looks as if we're on our way then. Dmitri, Tatiana.
Yeah.
I look forward to meeting you again soon, Lillian. Tanya's taken a copy of your contract, Matt.
Has she?
We'd like your permission to keep working on it. Is that all right?
I don't know.
You've gone as far as you can. You've done brilliantly, and you've kept it all safe. But it's my turn now, isn't it?
Let her do it, Matt.
Okay, but only because it's you.
Good. Here's your original. Keep it safe.
What a god-awful taxi ride. The traffic, bound to St. Petersburg.
You really are intolerable sometimes.
I've told you they know me, it's all right.
No, it isn't. You are rude. And anyway, I don't know them. It's so humiliating.
Okay, it was humiliating. Just shut up about it. I'm knackered.
This hotel's a waste of money.
Oh, we've been through this.
Not as being nasty.
It's better we're in separate hotels for a while. Look, you don't have to come in.
I'd like that cup of coffee now, if you don't mind. Grief? What's all this?
Yeah, this is a mess.
Your suit's all over the floor. Look at the bed. I'm going to get on to housekeeping.
No, it's all right.
What?
Yeah, they're always late cleaning the room. Look, I think I'll switch hotels.
What, now? You're exhausted.
Oh, the phone. His phone.
Whose phone? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it should be here.
Behind a picture?
Yeah, there was just room to jam it in. Oh, thank God it's here. Yes, yeah, here. Look, Lillian, take it.
Why? Matt, what's going on? What are you doing?
It's just a phone. It belonged to someone who was involved in the development. Keep it safe for me, Lillian. It's vital, absolutely vital, that you keep it safe. Is that all right?
Yeah, but I just...
Good. Look, I think it's time you went back to your hotel.
Well, all right. But really, Matt, I think you're overreacting.
Lillian, just do it.
And the drama continues on Tuesday at 2:15 when Dimitri has got a proposition for Brenda. Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimson and Sarah Bradshaw and produced and directed in Birmingham by Julie Beckett. The editor was Vanessa Whitburn, and there is a whole load of content related to the series, including cast interviews and picture galleries on the Ambridge Extra page of our website at bbc.co.uk/radio4extra. Now, Armando Iannucci returns to 4 Extra on Wednesday evening, joined by some delightful guests, including Clive Anderson and our very own Natalie Haynes, who'll be passing through his radio drop-in centre for a bit of a chat with their host on a variety of topics, ranging from a new national holiday to our current Prime Minister's past attempts to appeal to voters.
David Cameron made the news this week by asking Desert Island Discs if he could sing Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West, and writing to Radiohead asking if they could play Fake Plastic Trees at a benefit gig. Wouldn't it have been great on so many levels if Cameron's office had got those two letters mixed up?
Armando Iannucci's Charm Offensive, new to 4 Extra, starting in Wednesday night's Comedy Club at 10:30.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, for the next 5 weeks, we're hearing about Great Inspirations, the series in which guests discuss the people and ideas that inspired them. And the first to talk to Anne Perkins of The Guardian is Lord Hattersley, the former deputy leader of the Labour Party.
I don't want to outflank the Tories. I don't want to take over their ground. I want to meet them head on because it is right, it is true, and it's a way to win votes as well as build a better Britain.
That was the speech which rocketed Roy Hattersley from mistrusted right-winger to rank-and-file hero. It was 1995 and in the dawning era of New Labour and Tony Blair. Hattersley's enduring commitment to equality, his belief that the reason for being a socialist was to try to build a more equal society, struck a chord with party activists choking on the idea that there were other values which had to come first. Since he was a teenager at Sheffield City Grammar School in the years after the war, Hattersley's inspiration has been R.H. Tawney's book, Equality. It's been the guiding text for generations of socialists.
I read Equality because I started working in politics, knocking on people's doors, and discovered poverty for the first time, really poor people. And this seemed to me to be wrong. And talking about this in sixth form, the lower sixth of the Sheffield City Grammar School, it was recommended to me by the two masters who were immensely influential on my education, either Walker or Goodfellow, said, well, there's a book about all this, and it's by a man called Tawney, Equality.
What did you, when you first read it, what did you sort of take out, what did you understand Tawney to mean by equality?
If somebody's different because they're tall or clever or strong or brave, great. But if they're forced into being different because they're poor, live in the wrong part of the country, have the wrong accents, didn't go to the right school, ill and not getting proper treatment. It's the inequalities which are imposed on us by society that Tawney wanted to end. I still do.
For many people, the search for equality has become associated with punitive taxes and inadequate one-size-fits-all public services. Tony Blair, though he's always careful to pay tribute to Tawney, appears to have abandoned the idea that a better society can only be achieved by allowing the state to promote equality through redistributive taxation.
You know, it's not a burning ambition for me to make sure that sort of David Beckham earns less money.
But, Prime Minister, the gap between rich and poor has widened while you've been in office.
Well,
but is it acceptable for the gap between rich and poor to widen?
It's not acceptable for poor people not to be given the chances they need in life.
That's
my
not
task
my question.
I know it's not your question, but it's the way I choose to answer it.
Equality itself has become a very negative word and a frightening word. Perhaps there is another way of saying the same thing, or is that, does that immediately diminish what you're trying to achieve?
I don't think there is another way of saying it. Though I've had many battles in my time over this question, dare we use the word. In the 1987 election campaign, Patricia Hewitt, who was just making a transition from being an extreme left-winger to being a perfect Blairite, was running the Labour Party's campaign in the sense of the language we use, and she took me aside and said, you keep talking about equality, I wish you'd stop doing that. Would you say we're in favour of fairness? And I said, well, I am rather in favour of fairness. The only difficulty is it's not the same as equality. And I don't think you can think of an alternative, nor do I want to, because I hold the view very strongly that if politicians are frightened of using the language that describes what they believe in, they're only one step away from being frightened of actually believing in it.